Hello, this is Brent Rochelle. This is the Bill Henry Show. This is a program that is, for the most part, populated with the character voices that Mr. Henry has created. I am one. And it is up to me to tell you that if you call this program thinking you're talking to a real person, you are stupid. Because they are all done by Mr. Henry.
one 800 449 8686, Phil Henry Show. Now, we've done China to death, and I realize the pilots are, the crewmen are coming home. I wanted to focus on something here. Jay Sanders with the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us about another story that I think is very critical, and that is the story of a Cincinnati police officer shooting an unarmed man. Yes, he had warrants. He was unarmed, and they shot him to death. And as the result, there has been civil disturbance in Cincinnati, at least over the last couple of nights. On the line from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is Jay Santos. Why do I not hear Jay? There he is. Jay Santos. Jay, are you there?
All right, here, Phil.
And you have been keeping an eye on the situation in Cincinnati?
We have been keeping an eye on the situation in Cincinnati. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, we've been watching what Cincinnati Police Division officers have been doing. We think the situation's got to be under control. I think there's a lot of people in that city who want the obviously to have the civil disturbance mitigate and eventually go away.
Well, what is the story with an unarmed guy being shot to death by the police? You know,
Phil, you need to understand. I think police officers who are in fear for their lives, they may be worried that someone has a gun, even though they may not have a gun. I think you need to understand that police officers, especially in the Cincinnati police officers in the police division, there are officers who've been brought on board because of special programs that bring into the police department some individuals who may not be that sophisticated. They may not be very clear on what it is that they're supposed to do. I would say that you have the intelligence level of any individual police force can vary, but the Cincinnati Police Division draws from an area of the country where they are, you know, they're on the border of Kentucky, okay? Enough said.
No, I don't understand what you, what do you mean they're on the border of, so the Cincinnati Police Force draws its recruits from Kentucky?
Well, that's number one. Number two, these are simple people. You've got to understand that Cincinnati police, like a lot of police, they're simple people, they're hardworking people, hill people, if you will. They can do what they want to do. You hire them to go out and police your city. They're good people. They're stupid people. As a result of this fear threshold is perhaps lower than other police departments. They see a hand go to a waistband, that means gun.
So what are you saying to me? You're saying the Cincinnati police are stupid?
I'm saying that you should expect that some police officers are stupid, and that is not necessarily a reason for not hiring them. I think you should also expect that there's some police officers are stupid as a result of where they're from. Again, Cincinnati draws most of its police recruits from the surrounding Kentucky hills. Imagine, if you will, a young person, all you knew was a squirrel gun growing up. You got your first pair of shoes when you were 18. Next thing you know, you're in the big city, if quote unquote. You're in Cincinnati, or as the people there call it, Cincinnati. You have shoes, you've got a nice hat, a big shiny badge. You see someone run down an alley, you're going to pull a gun. I think it's understandable you want to pull a gun and blow them away.
And it's I don't know how it's understandable.
But you have to, Phil, police, you hire police to go out and do a job. And as for being stupid as they are, or developmentally disabled as they are, 15 civilians, I think, is an acceptable rate of attrition.
Okay, Jay, you're talking to me. You're a volunteer police agency, Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you're saying for as dumb as the Cincinnati police are, the 15 people they've shot over the last 5 years is acceptable.
That is absolutely correct. I think that is an acceptable rate of attrition. I think they're doing a terrific job in Cincinnati, as a matter of fact, managing the crime situation there, because they are pretty, you know.
Well, you don't want to use the word, do you?
Well, I mean, a lot. It's a charged word, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything bad. If I call you stupid, you're insulted, correct?
Yes, I am.
I don't think you should be. I think it's just a description of a state that you're in. It doesn't mean you can't do your job. It doesn't mean you can't be effective in the community. So if I say Cincinnati police are stupid, I am not criticizing them.
You're not criticizing them. The Cincinnati police might think that you're criticizing them if you call them stupid. So you're saying that these guys are so dumb, they don't know...
They're in a state of stupidity, which means that when they see a guy go to his waistband, they automatically think it's a gun.
When they see a guy go to his waistband, so in other words...
The guy could have been taking a leak. The guy could have been doing any number of things that would cause him to reach down and grab his waistband. But this dumb cop thought it was a gun, and we got one dead person. I'm not saying it's right, but I am saying it's an acceptable level of attrition. The police division, I think, is doing a great job in Cincinnati when you consider they got about 500 Forrest Gumps operating around there. And
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police force, volunteer police agency in the South Bay. You are saying, essentially, Jay, that the police in Cincinnati are too stupid to know whether a guy is going for a gun or not. And
I think that, yeah.
And that's fine with you.
I think it's acceptable. I think that what you have to do is take a look at the situation. This guy had, the guy was running away. He had warrants.
Well, he didn't have any warrant on him that was deserving of him dying. He had warrants on him having to do with the traffic stops. He had warrants on him having to do with, I don't know, failures to appear. There didn't seem to be 14 traffic warrants. Doesn't seem to be something that a guy should die for. Do you agree?
I agree with that.
You do agree with that?
Absolutely agree with that. But by the same token, I think you have to tip your hat to the Cincinnati police for doing a great job.
What great job, man? The guy's unarmed, gets shot.
For people that are that stupid. There's not exactly an empty park bench within city limits. They're full of gumps, okay? And so...
Full of gumps.
Right.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, in other words, what we're saying here, Phil, is that they are... I want you to imagine yourself. You grew up in the hills. First thing you ever shot at was a squirrel or a raccoon. You didn't get your first pair of shoes till you were 18. You come over the river... Coming into Cincinnati, you put in a radio car with a nice new hat and shiny shoes, tell you to go chase some black guy down an alley, naturally you're going to shoot. Because it is a absolutely understandable thing to do if you're as dumb as some of these Cincinnati cops. Now, you need to have more...
I don't know.
You need to, Phil, have a little bit more compassion for our developmentally disabled police officers. How good of a...
Wait a minute. If you're telling me that the Cincinnati police are hiring developmentally disabled individuals, and...
I think it is an absolute tip of the hat, and one of the great things that is going on in police work today, that some police agencies do hire the developmentally disabled, yes.
Do we have mentally retarded cops?
I'm going to ask you a question. I mean, you've seen the great work Special Olympics has done. You've seen the great things that are being done out there for our mentally handicapped kids. Why can't one of them be a police officer? Or do you hate the handicap?
No, you know very well I don't.
Well, I know that you don't, Phil, but I ask that question rhetorically to anybody. You need to have more compassion for our developmentally disabled police officers. How good of a police officer would you be if you had the IQ of... I don't mean, vegetable soup or something like that. I don't mean to be...
Well, you're making a joke out of it now.
No, but I'm trying to support our police is what I'm asking you to do. If you have warrants and you see a police officer coming, do what he tells you to do, even if it seems a little bizarre, because he's not too bright. He's just trying to do his job. He may put you on the pavement and kneel on your neck. It's okay.
Well, I'd be afraid.
You would?
I'd be afraid if a developmentally disabled police officer was coming at me with a gun. I'd be afraid.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be afraid.
So I should be afraid.
Absolutely.
But it's still okay that he has a job.
I believe so, yeah. I think it's tremendous. I think this officer did a great job for being as dumb as he was.
You know, you're one of these guys, Jay, if you don't mind me saying, you'll defend the police to the bitter end. It doesn't matter what they do.
I believe in the police, and I'm very proud of that, Phil.
Yeah, but even if they make a mistake or do something egregious, you are going to defend these guys to the end.
We need our police officers. Citizens Auxiliary Police is an auxiliary police force out there to assist them. So, you know, if you're telling me that I love the police, I support them. I plead guilty. Okay? And they are great officers. A lot of them are good. Some of them are, and a lot of them are stupid. But stupid or not, they do a great job.
Even the dumb ones.
I think they're doing a great job.
1-800-449-8686. That's a civilian perspective from Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. That if the police hire some developmentally disabled police officers, they're bound to shoot somebody every now and again. as may have been the case in Cincinnati with the shooting of a guy who wasn't armed and was running away and apparently had these really nasty traffic warrants on his record. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're speaking. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're speaking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Are you in a radio room?
Oh, I'm in a radio room right now. Is that right?
Okay. Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police force?
That's correct. Right.
All right. Okay, you're in a radio room.
Right now, so we're just part of the situation, Cincinnati Police Division. And, again, I want to let your listeners know that even though a young man was shot who was unarmed, I think that officer is doing the very best job that he possibly could within the confines of not being particularly intelligent.
And so kudos to him for being dumb. And
no, kudos for him doing his job as good as he could for being as stupid as he is.
So he shoots this guy. Let me ask him, the parents of this kid, should they say, congratulations, you did a great job even though you're really stupid?
The parents of
the boy who was shot in Cincinnati.
I think they should definitely say, we're sorry that our son is dead, but for an imbecile, you're a good police officer. I mean, I don't know what you...
Okay, 1-800...
I don't know what you want me to say, Phil.
I think I got it. You're saying congratulations to the Cincinnati police for hiring the developmentally disabled.
That's correct. And if you're anti-handicap, you're one of these people on that...
No, I never said that, and I think you know what I'm talking about. 1-800-449-8686. Yvette on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted to say, basically, I
think
undeveloped police officer needs to be off that police department.
He undeveloped, did you say?
Yes, undeveloped, because he's lacking in a lot of things.
What experience do you have with law enforcement?
Well, I was in the Marine Corps, and I was a military policeman in the Marine Corps, and I plan to have a bachelor's degree in administration of justice.
All right, you understand that police officer did a pretty decent job for not being too intelligent. Would you agree to that?
No, first of all,
he didn't even make it
to the police department if he didn't have the right intelligence to make good judgments, and
he made
a very bad judgment.
But, Yvette, could I just jump in for a second, Yvette, and let you know that this police officer is in Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, they draw their recruits from the Hill people around Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
The Hill people?
The hillbillies.
Right, and that's right. And they should do better in their screening process so that they shouldn't let hillbillies get in.
Well, Yvette, what I would say is it's difficult to screen out the hillbilly because you are drawing directly from the hillbilly gene pool.
And it's not just necessary. Hillbillies, but it's the ideals of those people that will cause them to shoot people just because they're running. And the reason...
It's the hillbilly ideal.
He also should have researched...
The hillbilly.
Tickets, that's not a reason to shoot because of a warrant. I mean, that was a bad judgment right there. A warrant, in the computer, it says what the ticket...
Well, that is correct, Yvette, but you know, as a police officer, you cannot pick and choose what bench warrants you're going to attempt to enforce. You must go... according to the order of the court, as a police officer.
Yeah,
I would say that it was very good for this police officer, coming from the Hill People gene pool that I'm talking about, to recognize that he needed to bring this individual justice. It's bad the kid was shot, but I want you to recognize the good side, which is that a mentally handicapped person got a job on the Cincinnati police.
You don't know for a fact that this guy's mentally handicapped.
Uh-huh.
Well, like I said, I mean, the guy's drawn from the Hill People.
Well, the thing
you know what
is,
I mean, Yvette,
regardless
are you
if
that
he heals or not, he still shouldn't have shot the person just because he warrant and ticket. That's not justification to shoot someone. Plus, he did not see a weapon. He should have stopped there and just let the guy run away, go pick him up at his house, because if he has a warrant, he has an address.
Are you, Yvette, are you saying that they ought to screen out hillbillies?
I'm saying they should screen out people who do not have good judgment and not let them carry a gun.
Does that include the hillbilly?
If if they have preconceived notions that will cause them to shoot people unarmed. Yeah.
The morality of the hillbilly.
Well, what even the morality of the hillbilly? I don't know whether they have any ethical code with regard to unarmed people.
Mm-hmm. These are people who run around in bare feet with squirrel guns.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
and,
yeah, all right. See, so
and
you know.
And before you give them a gun and a badge, you still need to do a few things. You
I don't know that we have.
The
yeah, I don't know that we've determined that this police officer was.
Look, if a mentally disabled person can be a very productive member of society, they can work at McDonald's or they can be with the Cincinnati Police. And I think that the two of you are misunderstanding that.
All right, listen, Yvette, thank you.
Thanks
for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is Rob on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
It's obvious that your guest, Jay, is from the same gene pool. Because
all right, you can get insulting if you want, sir. I've been around law enforcement for a number of years. I think I know a little bit about what it takes to staff a police department, pull a recruit, and to
the word is not stupid. The word is ignorant. If they're stupid and unable to learn, then they shouldn't be at a police force. Whoever is doing the hiring is hiring the wrong people.
So what about the mentally handicapped? What about the developmentally disabled? They're not allowed to be a police officer?
If the officer is unlearned or ignorant of a certain situation that he's put in and he fires too soon and he needs to be reprimanded or taken off the force or he does something that is totally out of conduct,
I don't see what
then
this
he needs
guy
to
did.
Be reprimanded for it.
Well, what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong?
I'm not judging the man that he did
all
anything
right, okay,
wrong.
Thanks. I'm glad you have an opinion. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, Rita, go ahead.
Did the man hang up?
Yes, I got rid of him because he's, like, just droning on. Go ahead.
Okay, this is the first time I've ever listened to your show, and I'm in California, and I had to pull off into a parking lot because I'm so mad because I'm from Kentucky and I'm just here on vacation.
Wait, about the hill people?
Excuse me?
About the hill people. Hillbillies?
There are no hillbillies. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard
you
of.
You say you come from Cincinnati or Cincinnati
now,
Burns?
No, I live in Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, I'm speaking about the Cincinnati environs. As you know, they border the you are from Kentucky,
right?
Then.
All I right, live here. I know exactly where it is.
And you're telling me you never heard of the hill people, the hillbilly, the the hill William. You know, there's all kinds of jokes about them.
Yeah,
but
the
Cincinnati police draw heavily from the lower hill people. I'm not talking about the upper hill people, who, of course, live back in deeper into the forest. I mean,
No.
Well,
no.
Ma'am,
you don't know your reason.
Are you a police officer?
I live there.
Are you a police officer?
I live in Louisville. I've been to Cincinnati there many times.
What do you mean they don't draw from the deep forest people?
I'm talking about the lower.
It's a metropolitan area.
Yes, but if you go into the suburbs, there are two sets of hill people, the lower hill people and then the deep forested people. The ones who live deep in the forest, you can't get to. They're very.
I can guarantee you that they do not pull people from the hollows out into there.
Oh, really? And how did this guy get shot the other day? That guy was shot by who? Starsky and Hutch? This guy
he was shot by a policeman that puts his life on the line every day.
I think they made a mistake.
Will you let this lady talk?
I'm sorry.
He did not know if he was pulling a gun out or whatever.
Ma'am, there are two kinds of hillbilly. There's the deep forest people. I'm afraid the Cincinnati police recruited from the upper forested regions. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying you're a very ignorant person because you don't know the region.
Ma'am, you're from Louisville. You're not from Cincinnati. I'm talking about Cincinnati. You're from Louisville. Are you telling me?
It's 1 hour away from Louisville.
All right, you're telling me that this officer who shot this young man might not have been one of the people from the deep forest thicket areas.
So in other words, if they live back in the deep forest?
Cincinnati police, they can't recruit from those people. The holler people, forget it.
You
the
don't
lower
know.
Hill people, well, then you don't know.
No, you don't know the region.
What is this,
about.
Middle Earth or something? The deep forested people.
No, they are not.
Ma'am?
It's metropolitan. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here in Orange County, California, and it doesn't look any different, believe me.
You from the Briar Patch?
No, are you? Where are you from?
I come from Hawthorne, California.
Yeah, you sound like you come from Pennsylvania.
How'd you know?
Because I can tell the accent. All right, listen, Rita, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police commenting on the Cincinnati police shooting an unarmed man, which sparked 2 days of unrest in that city. And he thinks it's because this cop was recruited from the deep forested thicket hillbilly people. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. With me is Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we're talking about the Cincinnati police officer who shot the African-American who was fleeing, a unarmed man, shot to death, and this has triggered some serious disturbance in Cincinnati. Now, I want to ask you, Jay, if I could, are you, you're a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer, you're a volunteer police officer?
Phil, you know, I'm a volunteer police officer. I have had some firearm experience and security experience. And
what security experience? Were you a police officer?
No, sir, I worked security.
And where?
I work security. You know, it's funny that you bring it up because it does remind me of some situations that I was involved in. I worked security for Johnson Beverage Company in Portland, Oregon for 3 years. And during that time, I was called upon to discharge my weapon. So I think I know a little bit about what this officer is up against.
But you were never a city cop.
At that time, no, I wasn't. I was in school trying to decide what I wanted to do with my life. Right now, I'm happy. I work for the public utility, and I also, on the weekends, we get to do our Citizens Auxiliary Police work.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And what you're saying is this Cincinnati cop that shot this guy is doing a great job, even though he's mentally retarded. Is that what you're saying?
That would appear to be the case, yes, sir.
All right, here is Stan on the Phil Henry Show.
Stand by. I'm getting information now. The officer that shot that boy is apparently from the Upper Middle Valley Hill area.
Okay, Stan, go ahead.
Well, tell this man to turn off his recording of police calls, because that's all it is. He's just doing that to make it look like he knows something. He's not a police officer.
No, I didn't claim to be.
I've talked to him before. He's a phony. I am a police officer. I know the police officer involved.
You do.
One round was expelled. This is the third officer on the scene.
What part of the hill country is he from?
He's from Cincinnati, Ohio. He's not from any hill country, you idiot. I mean, you
I'm not saying that you don't know. I'm not saying you don't know.
You are a phony. You have nothing to offer.
I'm not saying that you don't know the officer, but what I am saying is I doubt very much if you know where he's from.
I do know where he's from.
And I am saying again,
he's from Cincinnati, you moron.
My information is that he comes from the upper back thicket area.
Just like I did, which you never did,
which
you couldn't qualify for.
Was that affirmative action for the Hill people?
There's
or was
nothing
that
affirmative action about Hill people, you moron. They're
well,
not
you
even
know,
included.
You're a
phony.
Okay, now
you're
this police officer, I'm supporting the Cincinnati Police Division. I happen to be. I'm supporting the Cincinnati Police Division. And I'm saying that this officer did a really good job, given the fact that he comes from the deep thicket forest holler area. Stand by.
2553.
Stand by. Stan, I just had a call. Hold on.
2561.
You know that Stan said something. Are you making real police calls? You're just making noises with your mouth.
That's a recording. I've talked to this moron before.
Stan, I am
every talk show in the country wanting to get on to pretend like he's something.
Stan, I am telling you that you have no proof that this police officer involved in that shooting was not from the upper thicketed areas of Kentucky.
I can tell you I know him, and he's not, and you're a moron.
Listen, Stan, this is Phil Henry, the host. Now, you know this officer.
I know him.
And you say that he's a qualified officer.
He's a fine officer.
And what was the purpose of him pulling his weapon and firing on someone who did not have a weapon?
All right, let me explain this to you.
No, I tried to explain it to you. He's mentally retarded.
Shut up, you idiot. Shut up. Let me answer the question.
I already explained it. You're
going to play with yourself someplace.
Be quiet, Jay.
I said he's mentally retarded.
Just be quiet.
Now, let me tell you what happened. An officer recognized the individual who had 14 warrants against him. This was a 19-year-old young man and a physically substantial individual.
2553.
The fact is, he ran from the officer, and there was a hot pursuit. This officer was the third officer on the scene. He encountered this man as he jumped over a fence. He literally jumped right on him. And he reached for something. He thought it was a weapon. It's a tragedy. Let me tell you something. As a police officer, pull your weapon and discharge it. You're putting your career on the line.
I think he did a great job considering the fact that he's mentally retarded.
No,
I think.
Okay, all right. Your car phone's breaking up, Stan.
He did a great job, Stan, but you've got to understand he's Hill people.
You're an idiot.
All right.
You're just an idiot, and I don't know why this host has you on.
All right, okay.
Because you're an embarrassment.
Is this officer genetically stable, do you think?
Yes, you're not, but he is.
Thank you very much.
I consider that an insult. I want to talk to him.
I've let the man go, okay?
That is an insult. Call me not genetically stable. I would like to, right now, this time, say that it...
Just never mind, man. 1-800, thank you, Stan. That was a Cincinnati police officer, by the way, who claims to know the officer.
Just because you know somebody, Phil, doesn't mean you know where they're from. And again, no one has clearly expressed to me whether this individual is
from the Upper Hill Thicket area. Yeah, I got it.
You're going to have to yell at me.
I'm yelling at you. Unbelievable. Gerald on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I was calling to just tell, you know, how stupid that this guy is that thinks that the police department is so stupid, yet he's happy with them. You know, if he thinks they're so stupid, why would he be happy with having them as his police force?
That's a good point you make. I say that again.
If he thinks that police force is so stupid, why would he be happy having them as his police force?
Because they're stupid, but they're doing a good job being stupid.
Because they're doing a good job while being stupid.
Yes, sir. Are you a Cincinnati police officer? Because you sound like you might be.
No, I'm not.
All right, sir. I thought maybe you were a member of the Cincinnati Police Division.
And you know, and if he wants to stereotype the hillbillies, you know, speaking of hillbillies being raised up, you know, carrying squirrel guns and stuff, they probably got more gun safety, no more gun safety than anybody else.
Well, that's a very good point, Gerald.
With them growing up with the guns and everything.
I think that's a very good point, Gerald, growing up and shooting, you know, hunting their food.
Going after squirrels.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I understand that, Gerald, but what's this all about not wearing shoes? What's that about?
What do you mean
not wearing shoes?
Yeah. I understand how they know how to shoot, but can they put some shoes on?
They wear shoes. They wear boots.
Oh. I saw a TV show once where they were barefooted.
What TV show?
Well, you're watching too much TV.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
Look, Gerald, I'm simply saying to you that officer did the best job he could being genetically mutated.
Well, what makes you think that he's genetically mutated?
Well, I'll tell you. How can a guy shoot another guy who doesn't have a gun unless you're dumb or you really wanted to do it?
Well, didn't you hear what that other officer said? It was dark. He hopped a fence. He jumped right on top of the kid. The kid gets...
Oh, look at you all of a sudden defending the police officer.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that a police officer... Never mind what I'm saying.
But being near to Rain Man kind of guy, he did a pretty good job. That's all I'm saying, Gerald.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Did you ever see Rain Man?
He did a good job and everything, you know, and he probably in fear of his life. But
yeah,
you know,
that's true. But
the thing is...
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, they got to go through a lot of training before they get out there and carry those guns and everything. They've got to go through a lot of training.
Gerald, do you think Rain Man would make a good cop?
Rain Man's got nothing to do with it.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
What's that, Gerald?
Are we still on?
Police, state troopers, militia, the Rangers.
Our Cincinnati Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
You know that Franks and Beans guy from Something About Mary, he'd make a good cop, too.
That's great.
Hang on.
Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. And welcome back to our program. I want to tell you a story, about when I was a little boy. See, I was raised Irish Catholic, and my Irish roots are very, very significant to me. When I was a child, we had a big rainstorm near our house, and following the rainstorm, I saw a rainbow, And I remembered what my mother had told me about at the end of the rainbow there being a pot of gold. So I decided that I would chase the rainbow until I found the pot of gold. And I jumped over fences, and I ran across fields, and crossed streets, and forged streams until I finally found the end of the rainbow. And there, sitting at the end of the rainbow, sure enough, was a pot of gold being guarded by a little leprechaun. And the leprechaun told me, "Philip, you're a boy now. I will hold the gold for you until you become a man. And when you become a man, I want you to come visit me again, and I will turn over the riches of the rainbow to you." Well, the years rolled by, and I, yes, indeed, became a man. And only recently did I think about the leprechaun with the pot of gold, because it had completely slipped my mind, the business of passing from boyhood to manhood. And so I decided to look up the leprechaun. Using people search, I found him in a home in Hancock Park, and I confronted him and said, "Where was my pot of gold?" And he said he didn't know what I was talking about. So I went into the kitchen and got a 6-inch carving knife, and as I repeatedly drove it into his chest, I screamed, "Where's my money, you green freak?"
Before I arose to travel, rides a band of footmen, and like...
I buried the leprechaun in his backyard and just made it into work today.
He drew upon me pistol, she stole...
Okay, that's great. "Where's my money, you green freak?" So, getting back to this hillbilly thing, I want to ask you a question. Hillbillies, see, are kind of cool people. They're not, everybody associates hillbillies with, like, rednecks. Well, maybe they are, I don't know. But the hillbillies, like, of West Virginia, those were good Union folk. They didn't want to join the Southern rebels. They wanted to stay with America and the Union, and so that's why you have West Virginia, because the hillbillies said, "Screw that. We ain't doing that, and we are going to hang with our West Virginia thing." Isn't that cat Robert Byrd a West Virginia senator? And wasn't he a member of the Klan? So what am I talking about? Well, in any event, that was the thing. But, you know, what is there such a thing as the upper hill thicket people as opposed to the lower hillbilly people? I don't know. It's Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. And I
must
turn it off. And I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on in my life. And I really don't want to say, I don't want you to get the idea that I think I'm some kind of hot stuff. But because sooner or later, all of you guys are going to get to this point. I'm not trying to brag, because sooner or later, I know you are all going to achieve this success to this degree. But I am telling you that I have reached now the point in my life where I don't know where my money is. I don't know where any of it is. I've got a wife, and I have an accountant, and they've hid it from me. I don't know where it is. Once upon a time, I had a checking account, and I had a savings account, and I had my little 401k. I got married, and I got a little bit of measure of success in this business, and now I got, like, my wife just said to me the other day, "Well, I opened up another account." For what? Well, the children have the college fund, and then we have to take our business money, we've got to move it into another account, because then we have to put that into our pension and welfare, and then I have the other cash maximizer, and then I have this, and I have that. I said, "Do you know that I have now," and this is not any comment on my wife, Maria. I trust her, I love her, she's my wife. Please, God, don't let her rip me off. No, she's great, and but I don't know what anybody's talking about anymore. And I finally, and I had to, like, approach it very gingerly. I said, "Honey, yes? I'm not trying to offend you, but do you think that you could maybe write down the, you know, how many bank accounts we have and where everything?" All I know is now, I've reached the point now, Mike, I swear to God, I just go to the cash machine and get money out. I don't know how much is in it. I don't know how it got there. I don't know if it's going to be there next week. I just go over with my plastic card and I take my $80 out or whatever the hell I need for my Pollo Loco delivery. And all of a sudden you go, "Well, you know, wait a second. You know, do I trust my wife?" I mean, you get to that point. Do I trust her? Of course I love her, and yes, I do. I trust her. But the little part of you, you know, I better keep an eye on this stuff. Because I don't think it's smart just to say, "Here, baby, it's all yours." Good Lord. We got an account for the kids' education, which we will not and cannot touch. That's for their college, which we put money into every month. Then we have our pension. Marie and I have a retirement account. Then we have some other thing that I don't know what it is. Then there's a CD that she did, and then she's got another deal going someplace. 85 different things happening at once. And I had a 401k with the company that used to own this station before it got sold. I have no idea where that is, how much money's in it, whether or not I'm making any money. I know it's one of those funds, which I threw darts at a dartboard to pick out what I was going to invest in this fund. I just went eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a redneck by the toe, if he hollers, let him, just like that. And like last year, I made like 20 grand on this thing, just going eeny, meeny, miny, I don't know, what do you want to do? Spinning, sitting in a bird cage, see which part of the bird crap's on there, that's the one I'm going to go with. But I think that she got together with my accountant, Maria and my accountant, and they're secretly plotting places to stick this money where I'll never find it. They're spreading it around so well, so I don't know where the hell it's going to be. Now I just feel like the world's biggest dumbbell. And I'm supposed to get paid like we all get paid. What day do you get paid? Yeah, Thursdays. We get paid on Thursday. And I have direct deposit. I can't tell you the last time I checked to see whether that money's actually getting deposited or not. I guess Maria's doing it. I guess she's checking it because I haven't checked it. I'm suddenly, slowly losing control and losing interest in how my financial affairs are being run. It's now all my wife, you know. For all I know, she's got it offshore in Grand Cayman or something. She's laundering it through some freaking skin diving, some outdoor outfitter. I don't know what. Well, all I do all day long is I walk around and a guy walks in. You Phil Henry? Yeah, do that la-la-la-la-la thing, will you? That guy's funny. Ha, 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 ha. I don't know where I was last week. Some guy came up and said, hey, Phil, yeah, do that little thing. With the... Yeah, okay, la-la-la. Who's that guy's name? His name is Rudy. Ha, ha, that guy's a riot. And meanwhile, there's Maria, and she's like, I got you a nice new leather jacket. Oh, really? How much was it? $1,000. Huh? No, I'm just kidding. She would never. I would blow my brains out if she ever spent any amount of money like that on any clothing. And I got on right now my baggy 40-inch waist jeans that are falling off my rear end, my cheap Levi's shirt. My wife came home yesterday with a dress. I said, that's very nice. How much? $3,000. Well, that's great. $3,000? So then I got a couple of guys with squirrel guns, and that was the end of that. I got to be laundering my money through the firm. Go into Memphis, do that. All right, well, that's the state of my life. I'm 238 pounds, and I don't know how I'm making it through. I don't know where the money is. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Occasionally, we get a phone call from somebody who wants to buy the best of the Phil Henry Show CD or picture disc vinyl. And here's the number, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, if you're interested in that. And have we got the prizes for the contest thing that they're going to talk to them? This is going to be really cool. We got an idea for a contest. Not going to tell you which one. Not going to tell you how it works. Not going to tell you anything other than we ain't going to do it if we don't get a good prize for it, okay? So we're working with the sales department on what's that? Oh, great. Okay, Slim Jim. We've got some beef jerky. We're going to give away a week's supply. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.